This is the 919 Beer Podcast, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Now, here are your hosts for the 919 Beer Podcast, Joe Ovius, Adam Eschbaugh, and Wayne Holt.
It's the 919 Beer Podcast. Joe Ovius from 999 The Fan in Raleigh, North Carolina. Adam Eschbaugh and Wayne Holt from 919 Beer. And it's a very special edition of the 919 Beer Podcast because Jason Howard is the new owner of Carolina Brewing Company.
Hey, guys. How you doing
today? Hey, man. What's up? So, I know Adam and Wayne did a video with you.
Well, you didn't know until we showed up because you don't even pay attention to us. It's
not so much that I don't pay attention. It's not so much that I don't pay attention to y'all. It's that it's been a really weird couple weeks, which we can get to a little bit later on.
Bigger name on the other line.
In terms of travel. But anyway, while I was on the road, you guys texted me the images of the new Carolina Brewing Company. And I was like, where'd the lion go?
When you were on the road the first time.
In Denver, yeah. And I was very confused by this. And then I was completely unaware that somebody bought Carolina Brewing Company. And now we're talking to the person who decided to buy Carolina Brewing Company.
Yes, sir.
So actually, I think this is more interesting than the rebrand, honestly. Why did you decide to buy a brewery?
For those who haven't watched the video that Wayne and I did last week, like Joe.
Like me.
Go ahead and just answer Joe's question.
For inquiring minds.
Yeah, well, do I need to get into the process of different audiences for different mediums, guys?
No. This is important. But this is what Jason and I talked about last night. I said there's going to be a lot of overlap, and there's a reason for it.
But I'm not sure you ever really answered why you're almost an empty nester and why you want to go spend your money and start another career in a brewery.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Because he wanted to sit around and drink beer all day because I'd be a brewery owner.
Most is the dream.
Most people.
I just got tired of drinking beer. That's why I'm out.
Most people get into a certain age and they're like, you know what? I'm going to get into vinyl, or you know what? I'm going to get a Winnebago and I'm going to go see the country or whatever it is. You decided to buy a brewery.
Wearing Birkenstocks.
Yeah, I did. And first of all, thanks guys for having me on today. I mean, it's kind of a lot of people's dream, right? And I guess I took a similar path to a lot of people. I mean, I enjoyed home brewing for a number of years, just, you know, 5 gallons at a time, that type of thing, and spent 25 years in kind of a standard corporate sales and marketing gig, right?
No fun, right?
Traveling all over the place. Just after 25 years, got pretty burnt out on it. And so started looking around at, you know, entrepreneurial types of things. I'd been wanting to be an entrepreneur my whole life, but just, you know, kind of got wrapped up in the corporate world, which is a common story. And, you know, started looking at breweries and just fell in love with Carolina Brewing Company. You know, obviously been brewing 26 years, so they've nailed a lot of these recipes, like the Carolina Pale Ale, which is ubiquitous around here. And, you know, just pulled the trigger on it, man.
So why not just start a brewery from scratch?
You know what? While I wanted to do something entrepreneurial and was very interested in doing that, I just didn't feel like I could bootstrap it.
Okay.
So my background is really in sales and marketing management. And so I thought the ideal fit where I could come in and actually add value to a brewery would be in the scenario where it was already up and going and maybe needed some help on that sales and marketing end. I wasn't going to be the guy that came in and, you know, set up the brew house and, you know, all the fermenters and the, and get all that going from scratch. At least I didn't see myself having that skill set. So I needed that to be there.
So you decided, okay, let's buy a brewery rather than start one from scratch, which I completely understand that perspective. This is without naming names, were you surprised or did you find it difficult to find a brewery that was ready to be purchased?
There's a lot of breweries out there that are ready to be purchased.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, because once you start, like, you just don't go on Etsy and find a brewery for sale, right?
Sure.
Like,
that's not how it works. You go on brewer.com or whatever it is.
Or, I mean, maybe go on Craigslist. I have no idea. Yeah. So you go on Craigslist and maybe you find a brewery. But you start poking around. Did you find yourself let me put it this way. If there were a lot of breweries that were willing to sell, did you find yourself going, do I want to buy a brewery if so many people want to sell their brewery?
Look, I know it's you know, the pandemic was tough on breweries.
Yeah.
Right? So I mean, I think to answer your main question, yes, it was not difficult to find breweries for sale.
Gotcha.
Trying to find, and this kind of links with your previous question, trying to find the brewery that I thought was set up and kind of right for me to come in and add value to on that sales and marketing side, it wasn't so easy to find one like that.
Okay.
And look, I mean, let's be honest about it. If you're looking to buy a brewery, you got to love the beers, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's got to be job one.
Or know you can fix them, one or the other, right?
Or know you can fix them. And to be honest with you, Wayne, I'm not a production brewer, right. So I probably wasn't going to be the guy to come in and fix
right.
beers. So yeah, that's, you know, Carolina Brewing kind of fit that mold of having all this experience brewing. It was already set up, mm-hmm. had distribution
yeah.
in the Triangle area, which,
that's
you know,
key.
Is very key.
Yes.
And in my opinion, and I think some other people share this opinion as well, while the beer had been nailed over 26 years and the recipes were good and had a lot of loyal fans out
there. They have,
yeah. It had the same branding for 26 years. And the brand needed to be a bit modernized. I mean,
okay.
I don't need to tell you guys that when you go into grocery stores, I mean, it is an ocean of craft beers mm-hmm. out there, right? In order to compete, you got to grab eyeballs with your logo, with your packaging. And so that's, you know, going back to why I bought a brewery and what I thought I could add, that's kind of the sales and marketing front,
okay.
right?
So you decided to go away from the Lion that
yes,
has
sir.
Been associated with Carolina Brewing Company for a very long time. Yeah. And went in, how would we describe the... The electrocuted bird.
Yes.
Whoa.
You're completely wrong. You don't know anything about Holly Springs, Joe.
That's one of the nicer things that I've heard.
Joe, you don't know anything about Holly Springs. There's a nuclear plant and there's a dump.
Okay.
So what do you think that is, really?
Well, I mean, I'm just asking because there's lightning bolts.
If you would have watched our video, you could have explained
this. So let's just say this. We're going to do a collaboration with them, the 919 Beer.
Yeah.
I don't think Jason's completely sold yet.
Not quite.
He doesn't know he's sold on it, but he is.
Not quite
And it's called the Radioactive Dump Chicken
gotcha.
IPA.
So, and the reason why I say the electrocuted bird, because,
yeah.
I mean, there are... There's
a couple lightning bolts.
There's a
skeletal x-ray.
There's the x-ray of the bird itself.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
some like
wild
smoke
stuff.
And or flames yes. coming off
wild.
Said bird.
Yeah.
And obviously the new slogan, Carolina
yeah.
to the bone.
Yep.
So what was the inspiration?
Yeah.
And this is this a cardinal?
It is. It is a cardinal.
Okay.
Yes. Good eye there. So, you know, for a radio audience, I mean, I think the best way to describe
everybody's this, already seen the video except for Joe. So
okay, perfect. All right, great.
You guys are very insulted.
It is a cardinal phoenix.
Okay.
And so the genesis of that idea was, okay, we're called Carolina Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lion, you know, unless you're at the Asheboro Zoo, I'm not sure a lion has so much to do with Carolina. So let's try and do something that evokes an image that gives a nod to the old North State here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the cardinal came from. You know, cardinal,
sure.
state bird of North Carolina, of course. People can't see this, but you can tell on the logo it's a cardinal's crest, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
The skull of the cardinal, you know, they have a little bit of a downturned mouth, so it's got that, and it's got red wings. But I told Wayne and Adam this the other day, cardinals in and of themselves just aren't super cool.
Not if ask my dad, the St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Oh, well, yeah. He loves the Cardinals, yes.
Ever since Ozzie left, there's no more backflips. Pretty boring.
I know. And give me those powder blue unis from back in the
yes.
day. But anyway.
But so you know, I started talking with this design firm that hired out of Asheville, and those guys have done a ton of breweries, so mm-hmm. they have a bunch of experience in this. I said, what do you do to the state bird of North Carolina to kind of spice it up a little bit, right?
Yeah, because our friends over at Trophy have State of Beer. State of Beer logo is a cardinal on a little shield type of thing with that whole thing. So you do have to differentiate it just a little bit. So this
sure.
is where you get with the bone aspect.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, what we came up with there, long story short, was let's kind of make it into a Cardinal Phoenix,
okay,
where the wings are raised. There's a little flameage coming off of the wings, if you will. And this whole macabre bone theme has become very trendy with the, I would say, the younger set. And quite a few hot breweries are out there using it as well. And so, you know, we thought that that was another way to kind of spice it up, give it this X-rayed look where you could see the skeletal parts of the Cardinal Phoenix.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Not that I'm bored with your story, but you know what, Joe, catch
up. You've heard it twice now.
I'm just kidding. No, but
again, different audiences,
right? But we have a little bit more time.
Yes.
On this podcast than we did on the video side of things. So, yeah, didn't really. And since then, there have been other questions that have been texted
and lots of opinions.
Well, of course, people have their opinions. Yeah. What do they say about opinions?
Yes.
Yeah.
But there are some legitimate questions. I just kind of wanted to, you know, offer some of them out there too.
Yeah.
First, my question would be, my question is, okay, if you're getting rid of the lion, which was,
yeah,
iconic, well, in well, that known, it was one and the same with Carolina Brewing Company, at least for right, the folks who knew them locally, right?
Right.
Or know them locally. Why do you need a, quote, mascot at all? Why do you want a mascot at all? Why not just, hey, let's just focus on the Carolina Brewing Company aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why do you think, why'd you decide to just be like, you know what, no more lion, but I want to keep some sort of animal,
yeah,
anthropomorphic something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's you a with good, the big words.
Wow.
Anthropomorphic.
Ooh, yeah.
There we go. I'm pulling out, thumbing years through my dictionary.
And it's
right
not
now
even anthropomorphic because it really doesn't have human characteristics.
It's not talking. It's not a Disney sidekick.
Yes. So. If one were walking around dressed as that, it's a not, furry, if you will.
It's not Mushu. Ooh. Okay.
So he just went down.
He just went there.
Yeah. Did you go to GalaxyCon this year?
Wow.
Anyway. Forget there. I said anthropomorphic.
If you see one of those, do not pull the towel. Mm.
What?
I'm telling you.
Why keep?
Why keep an like animal at all? Animal. Why keep some kind of mascot?
Yeah. You know, it was interesting. I mean, I wasn't tied when we started this journey 4 or 5 months ago with this branding firm. And, you know, we weren't setting out to kind of go to another animal. But when we started thinking about what really evokes the thought of North Carolina, there's not really barbecue much more other than maybe a Tar Heel, right? Which sure, that's already taken. What was that?
Barbecue.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
everybody wants their beer to remind them of barbecue.
I thought about having a big piling, steaming pile of, you know, pulled pork barbecue, but I don't know. It evoked the wrong thing. For
well, you're from the western part of the state, so it doesn't even matter.
That's true.
Y'all
that's
don't
true
count over there.
Yeah. So you know, it just kind of happened, I guess, organically that, you know, the best image that evoked North Carolina the most was a cardinal. And so it's like, all right, this is kind of weird. We're going from one animal to another one, but we kind of loved it by the time we got to the end of the project.
Yeah. Obviously you've had a lot more time to adjust to this change.
I have.
And you weren't around this brand for 26 years.
That's right.
A lot of folks have been around this brand for 26 yes years. People, I don't want to say they take their beer personally, but with a brand like they certainly do.
Yeah, I agree.
Have any of the folks been in since last week? Just since last week, mm-hmm, do you know of that have been in and have you heard from anybody that said, all right, look, I heard what you had to say. And have you heard from anybody? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Because I know the video has had some reach, actually. So
yeah.
I know people have viewed it.
So I'll be honest. I haven't talked to anybody who actually saw the interview last week, but that doesn't mean they're out there. There's a ton of people.
No, I know. But I just want to know people who except now know your side of things.
Yeah.
Your reasoning.
There's one guy that went there Thursday night to see you, and you weren't there because he posted something. I said, man, have you thought about stopping by and chatting with him? He goes, yeah, I did. Thursday night, he wasn't there. If you listen to the thing, he says he goes home on Thursdays.
Yeah. So last night, Wednesday night, I was there talking to some regulars, some people who, you know, I mean, literally, they're the people that you're describing. They've been around the brand 20 to 26 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, I think people are honest with me, but I mean, I am the guy who made the change to the logo, so I don't know if I'm getting the full unvarnished.
Well, you're a lot nicer too than they want you to be.
Maybe.
So keep that in mind.
There's also, can we just cut to the chase?
Let's do it.
There's people like to talk.
People like to type.
People like to bitch.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. So, well, like, not that it doesn't mean anything. It's like, do they like the beer or not?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, you know what? It's an interesting comment, Joe, because in these conversations, the net of them was, you know, and I could tell there was a bit of apprehension.
Sure.
You know, they missed the line in the first couple weeks here. I get that. Don't fault them for that at all. But the bottom line of all of these conversations with regulars was, you know what, man? In the end, if the beer's still awesome, right. I'm going to keep buying it.
And I think that's
right.
the. That's
I
the
hope.
End. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hope so. No, just I at think, least have enough no. enough respect for the brand to.
I think
continue again, to drink it because it's good.
It is a. It's people's tendency is to when you see any sort of change. It's the old Wayne's World bit. I fear change. So you go online and you complain about
says what?
Obviously, you don't with those rolled up pants,
dude. I got short legs. What do you want? So I've been wearing rolled pants for years.
I think it's stylish, Joe.
Yeah, the Birkenstocks are new because I got big old flat feet, and I have to like
anyway. Back to
Noah's Arcade.
Well, if you're just gonna bring up personal appearance,
yeah, that's a
Wayne.
Good point, Wayne.
Joe, I love you,
Mister. I'm not drinking a beer today because you're on a detox.
Got life goals, man.
Cool. You want to make it in your advanced age? Is that what you're saying?
I do, absolutely. Okay. I'll be 59 in about 3 weeks, four weeks.
10 years from nice.
10 years from nice, brother. Wayne. 10 years from nice. Yep. We got to make sure we get to the 10 years so we can celebrate your nice birthday.
Wayne's nice birthday.
Oh, we're going to have a Wayne's nice birthday party. Absolutely. We got T-shirts and everything
ready to
go. I don't
know if I'm going to make it that
we'll
far.
We'll make it that far. I mean, I hope you make it that far. You made enough changes to make it that far. So let's go. Otherwise, what
we'll
the hell
see.
Did you do? So, sorry. Jason, they got me fired up today.
It's all good, man. I'm enjoying this.
I usually go into these podcasts very chill, whatever. I do enough of that on the radio side. But yeah. These guys came in hot today. I was like, fine, you want
to
play? Let's freaking play.
Watch our segment.
Let's go.
I mean, you were on an airplane from California. You could have taken 13 minutes.
You listen to the show every day?
Dude, I texted you from Mexico one time because I was listening to the show, and you said, why?
Right.
Because I'm a good friend. That's why.
Why? So to get back to the original point, though, is that I see this in every walk of life. When people like something and it changes, right down to the look of a freaking phone, there is a, why'd you take that away? I'm looking at my iPhone.
What happened to my iPhone button?
Yeah.
No, the bigger one. Where's my headphone jack?
Right.
I'm never going to buy an iPhone again because you took away my headphone jack. Yeah. Apple is like, sure you will.
Yeah.
And now they're selling AirPods by the gazillion, okay?
Yep.
And I haven't thought about my headphone jack ever since I've made the switch.
They knew what was coming.
They knew it was coming. This happens every time. I mean, back when people used to use Facebook a little bit more ubiquitously, there was like they would change the format. It was like, this stinks.
Sure.
Why? I like my old Facebook. What are they still doing?
I still do like the old Facebook.
They're still, well, I like
the
old Facebook before it became a place for insurrectionists. So the point being is that people are going to complain. Yeah, I said it. So the problem is that I think we get a little too caught up in what the comment section is saying versus what the reality is. And the reality comes down to, okay, yeah, maybe I don't like the logo. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this. Like, personally, I don't care. Like, I'm being very upfront about this whole thing. When these guys are texting me, I'm like, okay, cool. Moving on.
Right.
Is it still the pale
ale
that I've been
same?
Drinking?
I just thought that was because it was us texting you. I didn't
know. Like, honestly, like, you guys are like the in the
just
beer
like,
world.
Why are they texting me again?
Well, no. Well, what's funny is when you guys text me that stuff, like I was literally looking at Dinosaur Bones. So I thought that was kind of funny. I was at Dinosaur Ridge.
He's
like
I'm on
Colorado.
Vacation.
Well, it's not even that.
Because I take a lot, because I get a lot.
It's not even that. It's like in your beer circles, everybody's like, how could you do this? But ultimately, all I know is that I'm going to put a koozie on this can. I don't care what the logo says.
Yeah.
So is it still the pale ale? Is it still the pale ale?
It is.
All right.
Same stuff inside.
I can drink it. My father-in-law is a huge Carolina Brewing Company fan. He's been drinking the pale ale for years. He'll probably look at the can and go, what the hell is this? And then he's going to pour it in a glass.
Tastes the same.
And he's done.
And he's done.
Yeah.
To play devil's advocate, though.
Yes.
The who the hell cares? About the look, as long as it's the same liquid, the look's what everybody's fired up about, and that's what Jason's so excited about. So, there is some. This is a topic that
you
we
have
need to
people's
explore
attention.
You definitely, and so that takes me to the next thing, right?
Yes.
As Sam Cooke said in now I forgot the name of his book. Not Sam Cooke. I said Sam Cooke.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Did smoke get in your eyes?
No, Jim Cooke.
Jim Cooke. Boston Beer Company.
Boston Beer Company. Yes. Quench your own thirst. Quench your own thirst.
Sure.
I've read the book like three times. Anyway, but he actually says, you know, any publicity is good publicity.
Sure.
Right. You're getting people talking. Yeah.
Right.
Either they love it or hate it, but at some point,
they get people
to
go.
They're going to move on, right?
Carolina Brewing Company hasn't seen that much traffic on the internet
in quite a while. Yeah.
If it gets people to go, hey, man, I haven't had a pale ale in ages.
I haven't had one in ages, and this was absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it reminds you how good it
is. Thank you, man.
So, we got the pale ale, and everybody's focused on the change.
It used to be my old Hurricanes beer.
Oh, really?
Well, think about it. Like in 06, when I first moved down, you go to the Ledge Lounge.
Yep.
It was the only craft beer or only local beer.
We did use one
tap.
Yeah.
And that was out of the plastic, like frosted plastic cups. Not frosted frozen, but.
Now, it's not lost on me that the pale ale is still purple in color.
So, yes, that is true.
So I got a question on you. Speaking of history and old school, so does 42nd Street still have it on tap?
They do.
Because that was the first place it was ever sold.
Right. It wasn't the first
July 3rd, 1995.
So obviously, you know, they're old school. Brad and those guys down there.
Yes.
And then they still like the beer.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, the beer has not changed. I mean, that's the one thing that people should know. Joe, I'll go back to something that you said about the iPhone and kind of, you know. People don't like change. I mean, I'm probably one of those people. I mean, I'll admit it.
I mean, I showed up in Birkenstocks and these two lost their minds.
Exactly.
I didn't.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't wear that, but I didn't lose my mind.
They're comfortable.
The thing that gets people comfortable with change is really time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I would ask people. You know, I said this in our video last week that I think, you know, after 26 years of getting comfortable with, liking, and becoming loyal to the Carolina Brewing Company Lion logo, give this a few weeks. Give it a couple months to grow on you because, you know, it's the same beer inside, which I think is the bottom line that we've been talking about. But, you know, this brand needed to modernize, going back to something that we said before, to grab eyeballs on store shelves.
Yep.
And I think whether people love this logo or hate it or love the can art or hate it, or know exactly what they're looking at the first time they look at it or not, it's going to build intrigue. It's going to grab eyeballs, I believe, on store shelves. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of where we need to go right now.
I agree. And you're right. You bought a brewery that has had good beer, but hasn't done a great job of changing with the times when – when we first got into 919 beer, tap rooms were just evolving. Everybody had to have a tap room at their brewery, and these guys were still years behind. And I love Joe and Mark and the rest of the guys down there. They've done a great job with the beer and the brewery and getting
agree.
They survived 26 years, right?
Yes, agree.
So they got a tap room.
Yep. 2015.
So it's been there 6 years. And it's a nice tap room. They got a little outdoor area. You got a little outdoor
bigger
area.
Bigger outdoor area now.
Bigger now. Mm-hmm. So what's the next step? I mean, you've come in, you've changed the logo, you've got the tap room. You mentioned on the video we did last week, maybe move it into South Carolina, but locally, where do you see your expansion and how do you see getting there?
Yeah. So you're right. We were a little behind the times in terms of doing some of the sales and marketing things, which I think is where I could come in again.
Right, yeah,
and
you chose a great
kind of add things.
Lots of growth
you know,
potential.
The beer was right, but gosh, we opened that tap room in 2015. We just said, and you know, most other breweries open tap rooms in you know what?
When they opened,
2010.
I mean, Mark Doble opened Aviator Tap House in April 2009, right. I believe, in Fuquay. Right. So
yeah. And so, you know, to answer your question directly about strategic growth and, you know, what my plans are there. So I'd like to have another tap room somewhere in the Triangle, somewhere that was far enough away from our tap room in Holly Springs at the brewery, but it wouldn't cannibalize things there, and would kind of grow a new market. And I've been looking around a little bit, kind of East Raleigh areas, those types of places. I'm not sure I want to go right into downtown Raleigh and try to compete or pay, you know, those lease prices. But, right, yeah. Yeah, especially right now. But so that's one big thing that I think we can do that I'm going to be looking to maybe implement in the next year. We are going from bottles to cans, right, which heaps on another big load of change, especially for people who like bottles. But you guys know all the benefits, sure, economically and, yeah, just practically for cans versus bottles.
Is there still pushback on bottles?
Oh, yeah. There is.
Interesting.
I mean, we have, yeah.
For his crew.
We have some people 26 and years of Carolina Brewing Company slight bottles.
When you've got such loyalty for 26 years and they've only known bottles. And that's my, yeah, beer. Like,
interesting.
This is a unique position that most, I don't want to put a number on it, but the vast majority of breweries, craft breweries, are not involved in.
Yeah.
Whereas Carolina Pale Ale is my beer.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, like, I'm just talking about
the people who, yeah, are Carolina Brewing Company fans are
die
very
hard
loyal. They are incredibly loyal. They are keeping CPA. Well, I've always called it CPA, but sounds, I've been, yeah, told it CPA sounds a little. Okay. They keep that in their kegerator.
Yeah.
They've always got a reserve 12-pack in the fridge.
Sure.
This is their beer, and they've only known it in bottles. They've only known it in kegs. Don't tell them right now that cans are just smaller kegs. They've only known it
details
in these ways, right?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You change that, and it's a shock. No matter how good, how beneficial it is, mm-hmm, it's still a shock, and they're uncomfortable with it. And I don't mean that to fault them in any way, but this is what they've known. Yeah. This is what they've yeah, loved, right? And they love it that I can get this in bottles.
Yeah.
Because bottles back in the day, because cans used to have problems, mm-hmm, a long time ago, bottles, right, were
before
a
they
sign
were lined
of quality, right?
Yeah, right. Before they were lined, you'd get a metallic taste, but yeah, all the cans now are lined, and so there's no issue with that. But, yeah, I mean, that's another thing it's another change that's going to take time, you know, for people to get used to. And I'm not fooling myself. There are a few diehard bottle fans out there who, you know, unfortunately, I don't want to lose them, but we may lose a few of those. But I think we're
going
to pick
up. I
would
ask them where they're going to be in a handful of years as bottles continue to get phased out.
Right. There may not be any left in 5 years. I mean, yeah, you're right. So, you know, and look, the flip side of that is, you know, we're trying to grow a brand here. And my gosh, how many more places can people drink cans that they can't drink bottles?
Yeah. You know,
beaches, pools, yeah, golf courses. I mean,
clearly it's practical.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember years ago I had done the Dogfish tour.
Yeah, sure.
And they had just started up their canning line. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is, well, you can't drink 60 minute on the beach.
Right.
Yeah, like, and they sat here and they're like, well, that's dumb. It's the beer, right, of Delaware, and right, you can't drink it on a, right, Delaware beach because,
yeah,
of glass. So, yeah, they quickly pivoted and started making that in the can, and everybody moved on with their lives.
Yeah.
So
I think we're really going to grow our pie of potential consumers,
yeah,
of CBC beer by going to cans. I believe that.
So speaking of the beer, you know, look, we've talked plenty about the pale ale as the signature core beer of Carolina Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. But Adam just poured the Oktoberfest, which I actually would say is another Carolina Brewing Company beer that I will gravitate to this time of the year. To me, yeah, it's actually one of the better local Oktoberfests. You changed the branding on that. You got,
yes,
you know, skeleton holding an old timey wooden stein,
yep,
which I think I love that. I love it. Actually, it's cool. Perfect for the time of the year too, all
thank
things
you
considered. And then you also have, is that the lager over there that I see?
That's
the same
thing.
One. Oh, okay.
The Oktoberfest is the lager.
Okay. Well, there's a lager too.
No.
Marzen.
The Marzen Lager.
Which is what this is. The
I know that, Adam, but how many different versions of lagers can you make, Mr. Lager Company?
Two. There's lagers and pilsners.
Exactly. So my point
what kind
is...
of idea do you have?
I can't with you two today. Really can't.
It's Cobra.
So...
Cobra up here.
Yeah, I was going to do that. So what other styles are you planning on expanding?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I want to keep the, you know,
the core,
the core lineup,
sure,
the same. But another,
yeah, you can't lose pale ale.
No, yeah,
you
let's
know that.
Not. Yeah, I won't.
You get nothing else from this podcast, please don't lose pale ale.
If I really want to screw up Carolina Brewing Company, come in and whack CPA. No, we don't need this anymore. No, that's not going to happen.
That would be a good April Fool's joke, though.
But in all seriousness, an area that I see that Carolina Brewing Company needs to have a bigger focus is in the on-trend IPAs.
Okay.
I mean, we're just not really focused there. We're, you know, our core beers are more sort of old world styles, which are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Been doing them for a lot of years now. But particularly the hazy IPAs.
Okay.
We have one hazy right now. It's a very good one, in my humble opinion. It's called Be Like Mike. That name is changing to Epic Hazy IPA.
Okay.
And you're probably going to see that in stores in the next 3 to 4 months, probably the beginning of 2022.
Is not another hazy IPA already taken by... because I think that should
I think actually it is.
Not
it's
another.
Bond.
Yeah. Is it Bond has one? Is Bond has one? Not another hazy IPA?
That's
okay.
Right.
More than just one people.
Yeah, gotcha, exactly. Gotcha. I always, you know, it's like, it's in my business. I'm like, oh, not another podcast hosted by a couple of dudes.
Right.
That would be the name of my podcast.
Yeah. So I'd love to have kind of a lineup that's like, you know, more focused on IPAs.
Sure.
And so those are line extensions in addition to the core beers. And, you know, kind of a few different hazy IPA flavor profiles. You know, kind of that big pine, right? More of a tropical IPA, which I would call our Be Like Mike / soon to be Epic Hazy IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And then more one that's more tends more towards the dank side.
Okay.
Yep. And so we're going to go there at some point pretty soon. We've been light on IPAs, which, as you know,
I've heard they're kind of a big deal.
They're kind of a big thing.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Right now, the only two you have in cans are Carolina Pale Ale and Oktoberfest, correct?
Right now.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the next can? Do you know?
Yeah. I do. So the next,
are you
the next, yeah, you are. In fact, I don't think this is known outside the brewery.
That breaking news.
The next one is Epic Hazy IPA. So that's
okay. So it'll be a little while until you get another one.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so actually we'll start canning that to sell it out of the tap room before we, you know, have it in stores at the beginning of 2022. The one right after that, and these are going to happen in pretty rapid succession. All I'm waiting on is kind of to get a unique can label designed, which, you know, takes a week or two, something like that. Our Carolina Brown Ale, which is another one that we've been brewing, you know, since the very
beginning.
That was
the second beer.
Exactly. And it is a, you know, I keep saying this and people may or may not believe me, try the beer and, you know, judge it for yourself. But I think our Nut Brown Ale is fantastic. It stands up to some of the best browns out there. That's going to be the next one. And then we're probably going to go to, I don't know, a bit of a generic label with the logo on it so that we can just kind of economically change the name of things and do the rest of our beers that way. So like I said, I've just covered all the ones that we would sell in stores, and then these others are just being sold out of the tap room.
So the ones out of the tap room, when you and I first met several weeks ago, your canning line had just been delivered.
Yes.
And we were chatting about it. You said that you were looking to do both 12-ounce and 16-ounce cans.
Yes.
Is that still what you're thinking? Because you were talking about doing some hazies and some other taproom only offerings in the 16 ounce. Or is it 12 ounce for now?
Yeah, so we're focusing on 12 ounce right now, but the stuff that would be you know, a little more amenable to 16 ounces, so we've got a beer that we've just brewed and we're getting ready to can called Big Mike. So okay. It is kind of the brother, sister, cousin.
The double, IPA version, right?
It is, yeah. Hazy, so it's around 8.2% version of our hazy IPA. So we think we're going to do that one in 16s and sell that one out of the tap room like that. Okay. So we'll
kind of have.
If you're going to call it big, you got to do it.
Exactly.
Maybe you do a stovepipe or something.
Exactly, big yeah, mic. Yeah. 19.2, yeah. Boom. Yeah.
So you do have the equipment. You've got the twist rinse for
we
it.
We do. Okay. Yeah, yeah, and we're ready for that. And actually, just as an aside, Adam, so this canning line that we bought, it will do every commercially available can size. Okay. I mean, so at some point, if we wanted to try to, you know, branch out into the whole seltzer thing and, like, do slim cans.
Can you do a 101-ouncer like Sierra Nevada's about to do with their Powell?
I don't know if I could do that. I can do I can do all the way up to a 19.2 ounce, which are those crazy looking. I mean, it's basically the stovepipe you talked about.
Well, do you have to make slim cans though?
Yeah, please.
No,
don't.
I don't.
I mean, is that necessary?
I don't.
It's one of the things we love.
It's
about
just
Fruit
nice
Smash.
To know that I could.
I write this thing. Like, shout out to New Belgium and Fruit Smash, and they'll be coming out with new flavors here relatively soon.
It's a lot of Fruit Smash this summer.
I know, and it's a normal can. There's okay. People will drink it in a normal can.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You're
but
right.
You said the magic
you're
word, right. though, seltzer. Because you guys aren't
boy.
Doing seltzer now.
Oh, boy.
Right?
I heard those are big, too.
Yeah, I heard a big thing about that, too.
They're coming down, though.
Well, just one more question about cans, labels, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right now, you're using labels. You have a labeler.
Yes.
Which is awesome because it's a cost-effective measure, you know, to get a variety.
Absolutely.
Stuff done. What's the outlook for that? How long do you want to stay? I know you probably don't want to stay with labels forever. At some point, you're probably going
to
want
to
go to
printed
shrink cans. Wrap or printed.
Sure.
But obviously, you do what you got to do. And that canning line, I know, was not cheap. It's a very very nice canning line. Yeah. Mark and Van were showing me last week. I got a little jealous.
Yeah.
It was a very nice canning line.
Thank you.
But what are you, because it does make a difference.
It does.
When you're seeing it in the stores.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, like we've been talking about, I've got this sales and marketing background. So, I mean, the marketing guy in me says, man, you want to make your product look as slick as possible on store shelves. And so the printed cans you're talking about, I mean, you know, the first thing that has to happen there for you to order printed cans in quantity is you've got to have a beer that's selling that much. Now, the one that we have that would qualify for that right now is CPA, Carolina Pale Ale. And, but you know what? We wanted to start off, to your point, with the economical labels and just kind of see how that did. You probably know that the lead times on getting printed cans right now are ridiculously
long. Well, and there's that point where shrink wrap is more cost effective than printed cans.
True.
And then once you hit the certain quantity, it changes.
Yeah. Then you go printed.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, so I guess to answer your question, yes.
Eventually.
Yeah, we're going to consider that, and we just have to kind of hit those stage gates. That's a term from my old pharma days, I guess. Stage gate.
I thought it was that James Spader movie.
That's like anthropomorphic. Isn't
yeah.
It? Don't
big,
we need a definition
marketing
on
terms all of a sudden. So as we wrap up here, any other messages you want to get across to people about
a lot of opinions,
marketing messages, obviously, but any sort of other messages you know related to the rebrand and things going forward and the like.
I mean, I think the thing that I would, you know, kind of give as a synopsis is just, you know, if you like our beer, kind of stick with us and give us some time with this new branding. Let it grow on you, because I think that it will in most cases.
Okay.
The other thing from a marketing standpoint that I think maybe requires some explanation with this rebrand is our tagline. And you talked about this briefly at the beginning of the podcast. It's Carolina to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it kind of got a dual meaning there, you know, a little play on a phrase, you know, bad to the bone, Carolina to the bone. So that's what people, most people would take from it from the get-go. But
does this include both Carolinas?
So
it, already been covered,
it would. It, yeah. would it would cover both Carolinas. Mm-hmm. And so I'll point something out about this. So the dual meaning of Carolina to the bone is really
hold on,
that,
just 1 second.
Yeah. Oh, there's a fight.
I didn't
getting
even say
ready
the
to break
microphone.
Out.
It was just a funny little jab.
No, Wayne said it. Are you two done?
What did I say? I didn't
this
say anything.
This guy, you know, he goes to Colorado and then California, and all of a sudden,
I'm sorry
like,
that you
can't have opinions.
I'm sorry that you guys are in your feels that I didn't watch your little video.
Jeez.
And I'm also sorry that you guys don't understand that there's completely different mediums at play here, and that somebody right. might
completely
not have watched
understand.
The video. And
I both kinds of music, country and western.
Right, exactly. Just like I like lagers and pilsners. So, I mean, we're 40 minutes into this bad boy. You guys are still on this.
Still
you guys done?
His child.
I mean, we're technically we're more than 40 minutes because we started before we started.
Let's
recording.
Wrap. Let's finish it up with Joe.
Are we done?
We are in the Fight Club.
I've got some more conversation for Joe and Colorado, California, and the in the shoes.
I mean, anyway,
Wayne, you so, wear cargo shorts.
You're not cargo shorts. Shorts
not
right
today.
Now.
Moisture wicking shorts. You're wearing moisture wicking shorts and a golf
outside,
pole. Were
like
you? Were you golfing today?
I might.
I'm you not, might today. Like I've you. Seen you in Tevas. Let's not start.
Tevas?
I don't have Tevas.
I've seen
I like Tevas. What's wrong with Tevas?
I've never had Tevas.
I could have swore I saw you with
Justin Keens.
All right, maybe. So, like.
Tevas have gone out of style? What?
Right. I think we've moved on to Chacos, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And besides,
right.
and Wayne's still rocking those Oakley wraparounds, so let's not even. Yeah. So let's not talk about fashion.
So
back to Carolina to the bone.
It only took us seven years, we finally struck a nerve. Yep.
So the Carolinas.
Yes. So the second dual meaning of Carolina to the bone is kind of, you know, I mean, we've been a Carolina brewery since 1995. I mean, yeah. whatever, depending on how you count it, the fourth, fifth, sixth craft brewery right. brewing mm-hmm. in North Carolina. And so, you know, we're Carolina, we're run by Carolina guys, including myself.
Right.
Went to NC State up the road for grad school. So, I mean, we're Carolina through and through. We're mm-hmm. Carolina to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole bone thing kind of fits with the, you know, the skeletal yeah. image of the Cardinal Phoenix here on the yeah. logo. And so, but to your point about Carolina not being particularly specific to North or South Carolina.
I mean, David Tepper is all about that with the Panthers right
we
now.
We would so. Very much love to play in both North and South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And so there's an Easter egg in this Carolina to the bone image.
I love an Easter
there
egg.
Is a star and a moon for you radio
oh,
listeners.
Oh, I see now.
And
yes.
the star is from the North Carolina flag yes. and the moon obviously yes. is from the South Carolina
on the
flag.
State so the state crest.
Just so. Giving a little nod there.
Very cool.
Easter egg-ish. That one I think has to be explained.
I like that.
Most people
it's actually my favorite
that.
Part of the logo.
It's, cool. Yes.
Which
yes.
is which honestly is why and not to beat a dead bird. No,
an electrocuted
but
bird.
Honestly,
wow.
that's like, man, I think for me, I'm like, I really like that. I'd like to see like
yeah.
more of that explored because that is, you know.
Yeah. And if you look closely,
yes,
you actually see a little sombrero.
Well, where's the sombrero?
It's the south of the border tower. I don't know if you
chili
look.
Tonight, hot tamale.
I think you see a little Pedro in there. I'm kidding.
Hashtag 95 joke.
Hashtag I've driven I-95 way too much.
He's like, where is it?
What? Yeah, there's a sombrero. So. No. I was making
an Easter egg.
It was a bad south of the border joke. Well, very cool. Very cool. Jason, apologies. That
for your behavior?
For Adam and Wayne's behavior. That they continue to poke the host of this podcast and expect for me just to roll with it after a while.
I appreciate you guys having me on, man.
No, good conversation. And I do think that ultimately, once we get past the Mean Girls burn book of logo
Danny
talk.
DeVito, I love you.
Yeah. Right. If we get past that, I think people will get back to what ultimately matters, and that is this is the same Carolina Brewing Company beer that I've enjoyed for a very long time. And as we talked about earlier, the attention might actually get some people to revisit and go, oh, yeah, I remember this beer. I like this beer. It's good. Let's have this beer again.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll repeat something that I think you said earlier in the podcast, Adam. I mean, any PR is good PR, mm-hmm. they say, anyway.
So they say.
And so they say.
Well, the new thing now, you need to go out and, like, tweet and be like, hey, there's a hidden sombrero on our logo. Make sure you find it.
That's right.
Yeah, that'll definitely get. First one to find it gets free beer for a year.
I actually just gave you guys your Mexican lager name.
Boom.
Hidden sombrero.
You're not going to charge me a royalty for that.
All I ask is anytime I show up to the tap room, I get a free
beer.
He asked that anyway.
Yeah, that's all I asked for. Nice. Yeah, so I better see a hidden sombrero Mexican lager at some point in time.
Nice.
Jason, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And big thanks to House of Hops for sponsoring the 919 Beer Podcast. They got three locations, two in Raleigh, one out in Pittsburgh. They got 24 beers on tap at each of their locations. They also have a lot of fun theme nights, whether it's the vinyl night at McNeil Point Shopping Center. I know they do Bible and a beer. They also have trivia nights as well. You can find all of that on their social channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. So big thanks to House of Hops for sponsoring the 919 Beer Podcast. Next week, we're going to be on the road.
We're sticking with the rebrand theme.
Aha!
Fortnite.
Okay.
We're going to be at Fortnite next week.
We'll actually be at Fortnite.
We will be at Fortnite.
We're not advertising it as like a live on location join us. I mean, we will be there.
We will be there about 7:50. I don't know. Somewhere at Fortnite.
Terminal B.
7-ish.
Stuart.
Around 7-ish next Thursday evening.
And then we'll have another on location podcast.
And then we'll be coming from the Beer Mile the following Thursday.
A before and after?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because we're doing the four-man relay at 7:45.
Who is on your team?
Squad? Gilio, Rand, and Brownlow.
I haven't seen Brownlow run since Wilmington.
It's quite...
You each running one leg, or are you all four running?
One. Yeah.
One leg, one beer.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, they do that now.
Huh.
Yeah, they've been doing that.
That's the easy way. Chug a beer, you run one lap, you're done.
Well, not if you ask Gilio. He thinks it's like he's gone into a detox mode. He's like training for it. I'm like, dude, you just got to pound a beer and run 400 meters. Like, you're good.
You can walk it.
Right. It's not that big of a deal.
Adam, we should put together a team.
You should. You should.
Maybe.
I'm bringing a ringer there.
Before we go, we're 3 weeks out. We're 3 weeks away from Beercana.
Yes.
Thank you, Open Door.
Open Door.
And sponsor, and My Way Tavern and the Blind Pelican right now. But if you haven't gotten your tickets...
do it now.
Get them. it looks like things are working out. We're gonna be nice and spread out and have a good time. So
awesome.
Yes, would love to see everybody's smiling faces at Beercana. Beercana.com tickets available now. Go.
And Joe's gonna be there signing autographs.
Only if you wear.
Have
Birkenstocks.
You heard? You're getting roped into MC duty somehow.
I'm not afraid of Birkenstocks. I'm okay with Birkenstocks.
I heard this.
I do want to talk about that for a quick second, though. I mean, you went to Colorado.
Yeah.
You came back.
Yeah.
The next week, you went to California.
Yeah.
And now you roll up in here with your pants rolled up and some Birkenstocks. I mean.
Well, the pants rolled up part is not a new phenomenon.
So, no, it's not, but they're not usually khakis, they're usually jeans.
Well, because I ran, you want the real answer?
Not really, no.
The real answer is that I ran out of laundry.
I'm making a bone story here.
I literally have no more
shorts.
I'm
making a bone narrative here. So you went from hipster to hippie.
Cut those off. They could have been shorts.
To what?
From hipster to hippie.
Oh, I've always been a hippie.
No, you've not been. Yeah. Birkenstocks take you to another level, though.
Well, yeah. Just wait until it gets colder out, and I'm wearing wool socks with these bad boys.
So you're trying to go Whip Baker, where you wear only flip-flops and...
These aren't flip-flops.
No, they're not, but they're slides.
These are the sandals.
They're slides.
Ultimately, what it is that I'm old now, and my feet hurt, so I went with the orthopedics as opposed to sandals.
No, they're good. I mean, they're... They're not a bad shoe. I was shocked to see you roll in them.
When you wear your wool socks, do you have to let the straps out a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. I'm going to have to let the straps out a little bit.
I guess, that's a convenience factor. You can't put a price tag on that.
You really can't. You really, really can't. So with my wide, flat feet, having that arch support has really come in handy.
And Kelly's cool with this. I mean, does she have Birkenstocks?
Yeah, she's got Birkenstocks,
She had too. Some before, didn't she?
She did have
she
some
pulled
before.
You over.
Well, actually, she warned me that I'm going to hate them at first because you got to break them in.
Yeah.
So,
oh, really? That seems like a lot of work. Heard that about rainbows.
Yeah, rainbows were usually uncomfortable and they would give me blisters, but once they were broken in, they were fine. The problem is my feet. I eat shoes. My feet destroy shoes. It's the way I walk. You've seen me walk. I walk like a duck. So it
flat foot and don't give a quack.
Pretty much, yeah. So I destroy the back of shoes. We'll see how long these last.
Interesting.
We'll see how long these last. Mm.
I'm into my, I got feel goods. These are not feel goods. Those are quicksilvers. Right
I'm into the on clouds right now. I've got three pairs of them.
I had some on.
And I'm really,
I was going to say, look at
shoes. I'm really
things
digging.
Must be, things must be good in the home building business.
No doubt.
Wayne's out here dropping big coin on the on Swedish shoes. Look at you.
Because I'm not buying beer eating out right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I can afford that.
Works. There you go. All right, we'll see you all next week at Fortnite.
Cheers.
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 You've been listening to the 919 Beer Podcast with hosts Joe Ovius, Adam Eshbaugh, and Wayne Holt. Don't forget, there are many ways you can listen to this podcast, including streaming at WRALSportsFan.com, the WRAL Sports Fan app. And you can also subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, and TuneIn. This podcast also airs Saturday mornings at 8 on Buzz Sports Radio. Thanks again for listening to the 919 Beer Podcast.